Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good, good.
I'll open up for any questions.
Sure. You guys have dealt with a lot of injuries this year, obviously. How has that kind of affected your team, and what has kind of been the attitude that's permeated the locker room when it's come to those injuries?
Well, you know, obviously we've adapted. I think that's the thing that we talk about and follow through on. Yeah, we've had some pretty key losses, but we don't use any of that as an excuse. You know, we just have to depend on guys who are next in line to be able to step up and perform, and we've been able to get that for the most part.
You know, the Patriots the last couple of weeks prior to the Pittsburgh game were missing Patrick Chung. He came back this week. What kind of difference does he make in their defense, and what kind of growth have you seen on him on film from last year to, say, this year?
Well, obviously he's an impact player. He covers the field well. He's got real good instincts, and he's extremely tough. And when you have that kind of combination, along with the sophistication of their defensive structure, you got a guy who sets a great tone for them.
Do you see them use him in some of the roles they used to use Rodney Harrison in?
Well, yeah, the two guys that they have back there, both he and Merriweather, are both guys that are very active guys, that are physical guys, and I see, obviously a little bit of both with a little bit of Harrison in both of those guys.
Do you guys look at this? I mean, this has been such a great rivalry, Coach, over the years, obviously. I think the eighth straight year you guys have played, some memorable matchups, some playoff matchups. Does this week have a different feel to it than maybe some other regular season games, both, in Indianapolis? And I know you can't speak to here, but just different feel maybe than regular season, the most regular season games?
Well, every week's a big week for us. I mean, I think most of you guys certainly know that and understand that extremely well. What we do is try to prepare, for the next opponent, and obviously this is one that the competition between the two teams goes back a while, even, back in the Baltimore days when they were in the same conference, same division. They play each other twice a year, and and I'm certain, the competition has been keen. It's been we've played most of the games in November. They've always been where both programs, both teams have been playing fairly well at that structure or juncture during the past years, and the games end up being significant games just from the standpoint that they're so competitive. But it's still obviously it's only one game in the grand scheme of things, but it's one that obviously is highly competitive.
Coach, you still there?
I am.
Okay, sorry. I thought you cut off there. Do you guys look at this as a measuring stick game, or is that just more our hype in the media?
What we do is we look at it as, an opportunity to play against a great football team, and we just have to get prepared to play. We don't add any extra to it. I mean, it's our next game. It's the most important game that we have right now, and it's the one that we're focused in on.
Coach, Peyton in the early going against Belichick defenses didn't have the type of success he had against most teams. He had when they won the first six in a row from 2001-04, he had 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 58% completion. The last 6 games, of 5 of which you guys have won, 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 4 300-yard games. What has changed for him versus a Belichick defense?
Well, I can't speak to exactly what you'd like me to speak to. The past is the past and doesn't have anything to do with this coming Sunday. And that's the thing that we focus in on. We don't necessarily have to deal with the past. I think that's up to you guys to kind of write those stories and make your own, analysis of what occurred and what hasn't occurred. But, I just think that, Coach Belichick is one of the best in the business at what he does. And, he presents a challenge to anybody that he faces, and we're no different. So what we have to do is prepare to handle all of the different things that they're capable of giving you.
What's the likelihood that you'll have some of your guys back this week, particularly Joseph Addai and Austin Colley? Do you know that yet?
Well, I know that they're trending in the right direction. That's all I can tell you. And it's kind of day-to-day with each other.
And what has Aaron Francisco done filling in at safety? Obviously, Bob Sanders has been out, and then Melvin Bullitt has been out as well. What has he been able to do and kind of bring to your team? That doesn't seem to be a position where you guys have a ton of depth, so he's had to step in and play a lot of snaps.
Yeah, he's played a significant role for us, and the great thing about it is the fact that he's been with us before, has a good feel for the system. Certainly the verbiage was not something that confused him at all. He caught right on to where he had left off and continued in terms of his progress. But he's been able to step in for us and really give us some solid play. He's one of those guys that picks things up quickly, and he's been a real positive force for us.
Can you talk about the progress of Jerry Hughes, your first-round pick? It didn't seem like he was playing that much in the beginning, but it seems like he's played a little bit more of late. Obviously, he's behind two Pro Bowl, potentially Hall of Fame type of guys, so it must be tough to work him in. But what kind of progress have you seen from him?
He's making good progress. I think oftentimes what happens in terms of evaluation from outside, from the external sort of point of view, is that everybody expects a first-round draft pick to be an immediate impact player that gets in there right away and does some things for you. In our particular case, like you mentioned, he's backing up some outstanding guys that play the position, so he's had an opportunity to learn and develop. But the big thing, I think, about guys at his spot is that he has to learn what works for him in this league against the competition. Dwight, probably about mid-season of his rookie year, had the same type of growth. Jerry's is maybe not quite as steep as Dwight's was, but he's coming along, and you can see he's making a certain contribution for us, not only at his given position as a rusher, but then also in special teams as well.
You mentioned kind of growth and learning. I think that happens with anybody who's in a new position. Obviously, you've been with the Colts for a long time, but last year, your rookie season as coach. How much more comfortable do you feel this year as coach, and what kind of lessons did you learn last year that you've been able to apply this year?
Well, comfortability, or being comfortable is not, part of my verbiage, because this position doesn't allow you to get comfortable. I mean, there's always changes. It's a very challenging position. I remember one of the guys I worked for years ago used to always say that it takes all you have and a little bit more. And I think that's the case from week to week because of the fact that you just deal with so many variables. But that's also what makes it fun and challenging. It's a real challenge. Year to year, it changes. And this year is much different for us than last year, but nevertheless, our guys are hanging in there, and it makes you draw up on different skill sets. And in this particular position, you better have a few of them because, with things the way they change and the competition within this league and how close everybody is from a talent standpoint, it makes for real interesting weeks during the course of the season.
Coach, what is it about your team, your organization, that allows you to plug in guys like Blair White and Jacob Tammy and have them be impactful and have them be contributors?
Well, I think, number one, I think you have to certainly point to our personnel department. They do a great job of getting guys that fit the system, that they understand exactly what kind of individuals we're looking for from an intellectual standpoint, that learn quickly, that can watch by doing. They don't necessarily have to get reps, and when they do get an opportunity, they get in and they can perform. You have to certainly give some credit to the coaches on our staff that do a great job of getting those guys ready and getting them ready in a hurry. And also, don't discount the fact that we have a pretty solid core of veteran players, and the transfer of information from our veteran players to those guys that have not played much, just in terms of how we do things, the little things, and makes a huge, huge difference. And I think, when you look at that, and then also I think the culture is such that we just don't make excuses for injuries. We don't make excuses for setbacks or anything of that nature. What we do is try to find solutions and find them in a hurry.
Well, what role does Peyton play in that process of acclimating guys like Blair White and Jacob Tammy? It seems like he's been doing that for, years now. I know, Pierre last year, Austin last year. It just seems like he's very good at working with young or maybe inexperienced pass catchers.
Yes, well, I think there's no question about it. And that's what I was meant when I mentioned that we do have a good core of veteran players, and the transfer of information from one to another is key. And certainly Peyton does that. He does a great job of kind of bringing those guys along, getting them where they're supposed to be, just in terms of timing of routes, things of that nature. But all the little things, spends extra time with them. He works extremely hard when we have to bring a guy in. We try to catch up, and you can't. There's no way you can actually catch up and do everything that we've been working on since the spring, because our off season, I think, obviously is so important to us. That's where we get our timing down. that's where we get, obviously, all of the little nuances taught. And then you do those throughout the course of the year, but a great bulk of the work is done, you know, prior to the season. So so what we require is guys like Peyton, guys like Reggie, guys like, obviously, Brackett and Patea, all of those guys spend extra time with those young guys and help us get them, ready to go.
I just have two more, Coach. What difference have you seen in the Patriots' offense, if any, since Randy Moss was subtracted from the equation?
Well, all I know is that they're still, I think, the number one scoring offense in the league, or up there near the top somewhere. They're probably one or two, and they're very effective. They certainly score a bunch of points and move the ball extremely well. They got maybe one of the finest quarterbacks in the league, and one of the great coaches in the league. So they really haven't missed a beat.
And just the last one for me, going back, I know I mentioned the stats, Peyton, before, and in the last six games, there was once a thought, crazy as it was, around here, that Bill Belichick was in Peyton Manning's head. Is that something that you guys ever bought into out there?
No, sir.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, Coach.